Arise, shine, your light has come. Epiphany. A really important part of the start of the new year, the coming of the wise men to see Jesus. I've always been saddened a little that we don't do a candlelight Epiphany Eve service. Wouldn't it be wonderful to come in and it just be dark and you sit in darkness and then suddenly a little more light and a little more light until you're completely in light, kind of like the Good Friday service in reverse? Okay, I know it would probably be the least attended service ever, because who wants to sit in darkness? We don't like to sit in darkness, do we? We don't like darkness. Several times I've been in caves where they turn off all the lights and let you experience total darkness, and I hate it. I don't like to go in our garage at night because it's so dark and I don't know what could be looming out there. Or maybe it's because I do know what can be looming out there. And that's what I'm afraid of. We really are naturally people of light, aren't we? If you doubt that, watch a small little child and sit them in front of a Christmas tree, and they might take notice, but probably not. You turn the lights on, and they light up, and they love the Christmas tree. Put a candle in front of a five-year-old, and if it's not lit, it's not anything, but light it, and they love it. They want to hold it. We are people of light. Sit outside at night and it's okay, but have a sky full of stars, or have a fire in a fire pit, and the night becomes magical because we love light. I guess there are some people who really like the darkness, but for most of us, it's the light, and it starts from the time we're born to love light. Gather with people to watch fireworks. 4th of July, people can be outside and they're watching and they're eating and they're having a good time and they're laughing and they're really enjoying one another. But that first sound of that rocket going into the sky and that first explosion, and everyone stops and it's quiet. And lots of times you hear the ooh and the ah. On November the 25th, people in Tromsø, Norway, began planning to drive the darkness away. You see, for the next 2 months, they will not have light. It will be total darkness. Not seeing the sun for 2 months causes a lot of problems with people. They suffer a lot of depression and illness, real physical problems. So they trace their windows with light so that they can drive the darkness away, because we are people of light. Our Isaiah scripture today reminds us that when we're in the darkest of light of our life, the darkest times, to remember our light is here. It's always been here. If we remember what was going on at the time, the Jews were returning back to Jerusalem, back to their old farms and their houses after many years of exile. What must they have been feeling? Probably a lot of sorrow, seeing their homes have been gutted by war. Their homes are in rubble. Their city is in rubble. Their businesses are in rubble. Their sons have been killed. Their husbands are gone. I imagine there was a lot of darkness. But in the midst of that darkness, Isaiah writes, "Rise, shine. Your light has come. Or in our language, get up, get moving. It's here. It's shining on you. Lift up your heads and see it. We don't see a lot when our heads are down, do we? I shouldn't admit this, but I was in a restaurant one day with some of my friends at lunch, and this guy was walking by us, and he had his head down in his phone. You know the look, down in his phone. And he was so intrigued by that text or whatever he was looking at that he walked straight into the glass door. And at first, we all kind of gasped to see if he was okay. And then we kind of muffled our laughter. How often are our heads down and we're in darkness because we don't take the time to lift our head and see the light. As we enter into this new year together, we can decide to concentrate on the darkness. We can focus on the things in this world that seem hopeless. We can worry about the problems. We can tuck our head down and let things just get darker and darker. Or we can lift our heads and see that God's light offers us an opportunity to see the hope around us, an opportunity to be a part of the hope in the world. I admit that at times I think it would be much easier to just bury my head in the sand, tuck my head in under the covers, and just wait for things to get better. Yesterday we had a service here for Jack Dillard. For 4 years he was in a rehab hospital. He would have a procedure or a therapy and things would be looking up and something would happen and he would have to stay a bit longer. But one of the most amazing things about Jack is that never broke his spirit. Every time you would see him, he had a hopeful attitude. Even the 2 weeks before he passed, he was here for two different events, and he was positive and uplifted and looking towards the future. He saw the best things and made the best of things. God's light is already inside us if we're willing to let it shine. We were created with it there. When we recognize God in our life, that light shines bright. But it's not just there. Because sometimes we do find ourselves troubled and sometimes depressed, and that light gets a little cover over it. But God's light is above us and around us. The light was sent in the form of a baby named Jesus. And that light came into the world to guide our every moment, to light our path, and to lead us. I was visiting yesterday with Katie Dodge. She's now working with two young men who have cerebral palsy. And she was so excited telling me about her work. And she said, these are two guys who most people would look at and they would just feel bad. One of them, their family has a lot and is able to give him everything he needs. The other family are not as well off and they what the government supplies them with. But both of them, she said, both of those boys are the smartest, nicest, funniest, real young men who let their light shine despite their difficulties. The story of the wise men remind us the light is here. The 10th verse says, when they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. When was the last time you were overwhelmed with joy? Think about that for a moment. Was it when you got really wonderful news? Was it when someone surprised you in some way? Was it when you were in the midst of some beautiful moment in this world? Was it when you were in the midst of darkness and someone shined a light? The light of God surrounds us. The light of Christ is in us. When we feel the darkness within or around us, we may find ways to lift our heads and look around and see the light of the world. If we can't see it in ourselves, find it in another person. That's why we come together each week, is to see the light of Christ in each other and to find ways to let the light shine brighter inside of us. May the light of Christ bring you overwhelming joy. And may that light open our heart to shine the light in our world. We come to the table of Christ, and we think of this time of Christ gathering with his disciples as a dark time. But it was a time when the light was shining bright. And Christ was looking towards the hope of resurrection, the hope of eternal life.